True love comes quietly, without banners of flashing lights. If you hear bells, get your ears checked. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. True love comes quietly, without banners of flashing lights. If you hear bells, get your ears checked. You know, it's interesting how we feel that true love is when the world goes crash bang and wonderful, and you just feel, wow, that's the greatest person that I could ever meet in my life. And you look at her or him and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, what a wonderful being. And you don't see the outer being, you just see some spiritual quality flooding from their essence and greeting you. But the statement here is, true love comes quietly, without banners of flashing lights. And if you hear bells, get your ears checked. Now, what does that mean? Well, the moment that you have this feeling of banners and bells, it soon passes away. And the ever moment present is always there and always around you. And if you are not harmoniously attuned to it, the bells and banners quickly go away. And the bells and banners are merely our physical body responding to another physical body. It's our feeling of human love, a feeling of physical love, a feeling of wanting to be together. Now, this is not bad. However, if this is what we think of true love, I say it is more likely hormonal love. It is a love that comes because our physical bodies have an attraction. And you say, no, no, it's my spirit. I'm attracted to this spiritual being. So wonderful. Well, that may well be. Maybe you are attracted to this spiritual being. But if you expect these bells and whistles, and if you expect the flashing lights and banners to continue, then you must make them continue by your thought. Now, make them is a little strong. But if you can look at this person that you think you are madly in love with, if you think that you are this person that you are so intensely in tune with, that this is your true love, then just being in their presence is a delight. You don't have to surround them and cover them with smooches and kisses and caresses. That's good too. But you love them as much when they are away from you as when they are with you. Your love is a greater love than just the physical, the human love. Your love is a spiritual love. Your love is a love that reaches far beyond all of the appearances and all of the evidence that the human might have. True love comes quietly. Yes, truly that is so. Many people have experienced this as true love. In fact, this brand, Haggar, I believe it is, puts out a t-shirt and puts out all their sporting good clothing and everything with a little symbol on it of a lovely young person, man and a woman, sitting back to back. And in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Africa, as we were looking at the backs of buses and streetcars and taxis and so forth, what we saw was this circle, a sort of a oblong circle, like an egg-shaped, and it said inside of it, it had this young man and young woman back to back, and then it said underneath, true love can wait. Well, this goes right along with this concept here. True love comes quietly. True love does not need to be expressed in physical ways. You can be expressing it mentally, as many of the people who are poets do it, and as people who send little love letters. And you look at the person who is collecting love letters, and that person has these gems forever with them through the love letters. But wouldn't it be even better If every word you utter is a love letter, if every word we speak to our friend, our beloved, our special person were a love letter, and it can be so. And the love letter doesn't necessarily have flashing lights and banners and bells. What the love letter has that we share so lovingly with another is a tender thought in the morning as we leave for work or as we are sending our loved one off to work or whatever. Maybe we all go together and work. Is, "Hi, sweetheart, I love you. You're a great, wonderful girl. You're a great, wonderful man. You're someone I just love to be with. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Unconditional love." And then forget it. It's not the gushy-mushy stuff. The gushy-mushy stuff gets a little sickening and it goes away and you can't keep it up every day. But the unconditional love where you say, "Oh, I love you," and let it go and know it, that's the fun love. That's the love that stays with us forever and ever and ever. That's true love that comes quietly in gentle ways. Speak to your beloved, whomever that may be. Maybe it's yourself. And tell yourself how much you love yourself. And yourself will respond in beautiful ways. Yourself will respond with a healthy life for all the years of your life. Yourself will respond with a wonderful, brilliant, alive, alert mind that is so filled with ideas and imagination that it's a joy to be in that mind. Your love will make you such a choice person, such an unconditionally grand person that everyone loves to be in your presence, making no possession, no control of you, no feeling that you must be just with them or that if you're not with them, their life is meaningless. That's possession and that's manipulation and ownership, and we don't want to do that. We want this true love that comes softly and quietly without our really realizing that it's there. And when it's there, you'll know it. When it's there, you'll feel it. When it's there, everyone in your world will know that they have been touched, not by an angel, perhaps an angel too, but by unconditional love. And being touched by unconditional love, every joy, every desire, every blessing that life could ever bestow on anyone is bestowed upon them. And let the them be you. And let the you be now. And let the now be eternal. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.